All right, so on to our next question. And this one is maybe the most troubling, puzzling question from Confusion in Australia. Why do we teach that we have to make ourselves born again, basically, is the question. This is a strange question, and it's really damning evidence against Confusion in Australia. She seems desperate, as I've been saying, to have a cloak for her sin, to cover up her own double-minded, double-life ways, false convert-like ways. And we really fear for her. So, again, I've been saying all along, for 4 years, she was promoting our website, handing out gospel cards with our website on it, asking me to be her headship, wanted my wife to be her spiritual mom, mother figure. And all of a sudden, this question comes up about a fundamental doctrine that we preach every day in the streets, the gospel, being born again out of nowhere. This confused, deceitful person basically accuses me of being a false teacher. Since she got exposed for her false ways, we saw through it and pulled back from her because she's long distance and we don't trust her. She said, I teach you must make yourself born again, or you can read the question exactly how she stated it. This sounds like something Satan would say, because he twists God's word and twists the truth. She's coming after this, I believe, because questions were raised about her own testimony, including the people that put her out in Canada, the Walter family, and then took her back, then sent her back to Australia. And now, since I put her and Walter family out from fellowship from us, now they're reunited. They, in the not too recent past, when we were united to them, told us they didn't think she was born again. Both Patrick and Marion said that. And now she's reunited to them. They said they'd never trust her. I covered that in the other audio. And so I think she's upset that people were questioning if she's born again or not because of her lack of fruit, her lack of love, her lack of desire to give out the gospel in person, and her questionable testimony. We have all this documented in email and on Facebook Messenger. None of this is hearsay. And so now, Confusion in Australia is attacking what I teach about the gospel. It's clear. Go look at our gospel link. We don't teach it. You have to make yourself born again. She's evil in saying this. She's wicked. Let me make it clear. We believe by faith in Christ's perfect work, his shed blood and his resurrection, we repent. And God gives the Spirit to those who obey him. And then we strive on in new life, holiness and obedience and endurance. Acts 5:32. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. See, we do position ourselves by our will for God to give us the Holy Spirit, but nowhere do I teach you give yourself the Holy Spirit. That's just disingenuous, confusion, cloak for her own sin type question. This is heretical foolishness. Anybody who knows me and my ministry and what I preach sees that this is a accuser of the brother, satanic-like lie. She's full of lies. And she infers that I'm teaching a false gospel. This is wickedness. Michaela, Confusion in Australia. Yes, you are wicked. We love you, we forgive you, but we hope that you repent. You're wicked. We want nothing to do with the Walter house or her house because so much mistrust has gone on. They're long distance. Check out my long distance audio. We are under no command to be united to people long distance. Our website edifies. Hebrews 3:13 every day. That's the command. We focus on face-to-face relationships. These people have shown themselves to be false and two-faced, both to Walter House and Confusion in Australia. But her fruit is showing here. Deceitful, lost soul. So we're going to pray that the Lord sends conviction, repentance, perhaps new life to this person, Confusion in Australia, maybe even the Walter House, because they need it, lest they're going to suffer the wrath of God. We don't want any to perish, 2 Peter 3:9. We agree with the Lord, and we don't want any to perish. We don't want the hellfire, weeping, and gnashing of teeth for our worst enemy. And we rest. We have peace. We have joy today. No confusion, no longer dealing with them, no communication with them. And we know this, our God's going to avenge all enemies and all evil and make it right. And we're satisfied with that. So the gospel we preach stands. We don't teach that you make yourself born again. That is just plain out lies, slander, and wickedness. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Avenge with your righteousness. Save those that will hear the gospel. On to the next question.